Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about why Mont Blanc is so much more than just a pen company. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So, I'm super excited. I just did a photo shoot. I'm going to be featured in a section of one of the best watch magazines in the world. I think either before the Christmas holiday or after, but sometime between now and then. It should come out. And yesterday I did a photo shoot and super excited, man. Just really, really, really fucking cool. My photographer's cool. Known him for about 8 years since I moved to Vegas. This year will be 8 years that I lived in Vegas. I met him when I moved here, like pretty much immediately. And he stuck by me. His name is Ray Alamo. He's a great photographer for, he's done stuff for Vegas Magazine. He's done stuff for dispensaries. He's very prominent in this town. And I'm just super grateful to him for working with me and collaborating with me. And I haven't gotten the pictures yet. I'm recording this on Friday, the 14th of September, 2018. Stay tuned for the photo shoot. For seeing stuff, you're going to see glimpses into who I am. I'm not just a watch addict. Although I do love watches and that's what I do for a living, I'm very, very excited for this issue to come out. And hopefully you'll get a little glimpse into my world and what I do and how I do it. So getting on with the show, I want to talk about why the company Mont Blanc is so much more than just a pen company. Mont Blanc is a brand I'm very familiar with. When I was in retail, I've got to say, you know, I never knew the extent of which working in a family watch and jewelry business, how that would serve me. Just having that experience working with all of these brands has given me an edge and an understanding and a knowing that I don't think many people in my industry can say that they have. Mont Blanc, you know, when we were in a Mont Blanc account, I'm pretty much, I would say for 20 years when I was in retail, my father was a really big fan of the brand. For those of you who don't know, Mont Blanc is part of the Richemont Group. The Richemont Group owns Panerai and Cartier and IWC and Vacheron Constantin and A. Lange & Söhne and Van Cleef & Arpels. So many brands. So many of some of the greatest brands, Jaeger LeCoultre. But they also own Mont Blanc. And Mont Blanc is a German brand. A lot of people think it's Swiss, but it's German. And It's one of the coolest companies around. I mean, yeah, their pens are great, and they do stuff with writer's editions and specialty pens and rollerballs and fine liners and ink wells, and, you know, they do all sorts of stuff for those pen enthusiasts, but they're so much more than just a pen company. And, you know, it's not like it's a pen company trying their shot at accessories or trying their shot at ready to wear or trying their shot at shoes or whatever. And watches is something that, you know, when I was leaving the retail sphere in 2007, that's when Mont Blanc, to me at least, got very much more serious about watches with the Time Walker edition, you know, and the Time Walker was very well received, and you could see the beginnings of something great. But as a whole, Mont Blanc, I've seen, has had a struggle in the last 10, 11 years, no matter what they've done, to separate themselves and be taken seriously as a watch brand, a luxury watch brand. And I think one of the things that I can tell you definitely helped Montblanc and their quest for to become fine horologists and be known for making watches is their acquisition of Minerva. Minerva are known for making chronograph movements and very respected. And when Richemont acquired Minerva, part of the agreement was that they would serve as partners for the Villeray 1858 collection. And I gotta tell you, the stuff that Montblanc is doing is really impressive with their watches. The 1858 collection is my favorite. It's historic. It's masculine. They came out with two models this year, one in titanium, one in steel, and one in bronze. And they're under $5,000, and they're chronographs, and they will totally knock your socks off. I mean, they're making watches, and they're executing watches like they've been doing it for 200 years. You know, just the attention to detail and how clean they are, and the movements are great, and they're top quality. I would put them right up there, you know, I would say better than a Tudor, you know, better than or as good as, you know, much more small batch, believe it or not. I don't think they make nearly as many pieces as Tudor, but, you know, they are a serious brand. They're a great brand, you know. You know, I think there's this, you know, for me, as someone who loves the brand and has loved the brand, not for just their pens and accessories and ready to wear and all sorts of accoutrements, but their watches, you know, honestly, not only would I gladly purchase one, but I would gladly wear one. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times, I mean, their watches I wouldn't wear if I got them for free. I would absolutely wear it if I got it for free. I would purchase it and wear it if I got it. And that's saying a lot, because I'm very discerning. I've had so many years of experience. I've seen all these brands go through my hands. I know what to look for. I know what's going to withstand the test of time. And listen, Montblanc may never make the splash that they hope to make. They may never become a mainstream brand. Shit, even the brands that I think are mainstream brand aren't mainstream brand. There's so many people who haven't heard of Tudor. There's so many people who haven't heard of IWC. There's so many people who haven't heard of Jaeger-LeCoultre. There's so many people who haven't heard of Panerai or any of these brands. But Montblanc, I mean, should have an edge because they're the world's leading pen company. They should have an edge that people have at least heard of them, you know? So that should make their life a little easier. It's almost a double-edged sword. But the reason I'm doing this podcast and the reason I wanted to shed some light is if you're looking for really nice watches, like honestly between like, you know, $1,500 and, you know, I don't know, $25,000-$30,000, Montblanc is a phenomenal, phenomenal brand to look at very seriously, from the movement to the cases to the dials to the straps. I recently went in to the Montblanc boutique to try on the new 1858 chronographs. And man, let me tell you, I was blown away by the size, by the execution, by the comfort level, by the price, by everything. The quality and design were one and the same. You know, a lot of times there are companies that, you know, like they haven't been doing watches that long and they're known for something else. And there's always something missing. I feel like this is a very complete brand. A couple of years ago, Montblanc came out with a perpetual and I think in rose gold for like $15,000 or $16,000, or maybe it was less, $13,000, whatever it was. Mind-blowing. Their stuff is amazing. And their designer, Davide, he used to be the designer of Tudor. So, you know, he's really responsible for, if Montblanc has gotten any accolades or any light or any acknowledgements, I'd say in the last year or two, it's because of Davide. And he's really a very interesting, eccentric, and very nice guy, great designer, very iconic, and just, you know, you can tell the passion he's injected into the brand, has given the brand new meaning, new life, new existence, you know, a new beginning, a new chapter. People are, you know, in the watch world are embracing Mont Blanc like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, if you're looking for something that is not like the obvious choice and something different and something historic looking and something really well finished and executed and priced, look at Mont Blanc. I mean, you got to remember, like, you know, they draw inspiration from their sister brands, from, you know, Lange and Zöhne, from Jaeger-LeCoultre, from IWC, from all these brands. They're able to draw inspiration and make their own unique thing. And it is their own unique thing. When you look at a Mont Blanc versus the brands that I mentioned within the group, they look completely different. So definitely, you know, take a look at Mont Blanc on a serious level and you'll be surprised and you'll be amazed and stunned and you'll want to buy one. Go look at it at a Mont Blanc boutique. They have the collections there. And take a look at the 1858 collection. It's really impressive and it's really, to me, like a real modern day tool watch that serves a purpose. And I can definitely help you get Mont Blanc from an authorized dealer. You just have to contact me at amitevhonda@gmail.com. I work on a $150 consultation fee to get started. And that gets you an hour of my time. You get my advice and guidance. And should you buy a watch from me, I deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. And I can get you a better price and no tax depending on where you live. So definitely, you know, reach out to me, check out the Mont Blanc website, go to your local Mont Blanc boutique, look at the 1858 collection. It's a great way to start if you want to dip your toe into the watch realm without breaking the bank and without feeling inadequate and feeling just amazing about, you know, an original purchase that you made. You can also check out my website, www.amitevhonda.com, where you can peruse through my world-renowned blog, you can listen to a podcast, you can watch one of my many videos, you can look at the services that I offer. Kingsley 1945 Watches is a brand I distribute. Kingsley 1945 are style, design, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island, and they're built like watches in the $5,000 to $7,000 range for under $2,000. And being a West Coast distributor, I can do modifications to these watches and customize these watches in a way that no one else can. So definitely reach out to me if you want one of those. Look at the collection. I'm happy to announce Amit's Corner Shop. It's a new concept for me, probably a month to 2 months old, but I now have a decent amount of pieces. I would say I have about 20 pieces, but a good healthy amount of pre-owned watches that have been carefully curated by me, whether it's a Rolex, a Nomos, an IWC, Panerais, Omegas. I mean, I'm building a really nice collection of curated timepieces that are pre-owned in great condition from authorized dealers with boxes, with papers, with really great pictures of the watches from different angles. So definitely, when you go on my website, go to www.amitevhonda.com and click on shop in the upper right-hand corner and take a look at what I got. And if you're interested in buying something for that special someone for the holidays, definitely let me know sooner than later, because these things do sell out very, very quickly. If you're on social media and want to follow me, my handles for my Twitter and my Instagram are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.